This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military said Tuesday its forces have taken control of the Gaza side of the Rafah crossing between Gaza Strip and Egypt, a day after ordering tens of thousands of Palestinians to leave the area and launching repeated airstrikes. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Israeli forces have seized the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing into Egypt, putting ceasefire talks on a knife's edge. The development came after Hamas said it accepted an Egyptian-Qatari-mediated ceasefire proposal. Israel, however, insisted the deal did not meet its core demands. Meanwhile, Israel's military also carried out a flurry of strikes and bombardment across Rafah overnight, killing over 20 Palestinians, many of them women and children. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's operation comes weeks after Israeli officials saying an offensive in Rafah was necessary to achieve their goal of defeating Hamas, while the U.S., United Nations, and others warned that launching an offensive in that area, crowded with Palestinian civilians, would create a humanitarian disaster. UN humanitarian officials said Tuesday Israel also closed the Rafah crossing as well as the Kerem Shalom crossing, the two main aid crossings into Gaza. Speaking to reporters in Brussels Tuesday, European Union Minister for Development Caroline Genez said the action comes at a time when flow of humanitarian aid needs to be unhindered.
So we are enhancing the humanitarian catastrophe, and it threatens millions of people with famine. On the other hand, I think it is very clear that international law is no longer respected in Gaza. I also think it's important that we keep giving the right and unanimous signal to Israel that this violence must stop.
Genez says she's going to push EU officials to stop exporting weapons to Israel. This is VOA News. Analysts say China continues.